Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Darren.
We're just talking off the air. You're back to winner in the Cup. Well done.
Yeah, it was a good win. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
Well, let's hope you get a win with the Raiders this weekend. So before we get to this weekend's game, Lindisfarne last week, well, it seems, just looking at on paper, looking at scores, it seems like your bowling's okay. It's just your batting seems to be falling a bit short.
Yeah, that's a good summary. We actually did well with the ball and, you know, restricted them to, you know, the 170 and then knocked a few of them off sort of on the first night. And then, but we just needed one partnership on Saturday and, you know, we just couldn't get that partnership together. We just kept losing wickets. There was some good bowling. Anthony Ma took 9 wickets.
Yeah.
A big result, but we contributed to that, you know, just by, you know, our lack of discipline with the bat, and people will be prepared to just hook in for a while. And, you know, we had to weather the storm and get a partnership together. We just didn't do that. And crucial wickets at crucial times really hurt us. So we need to reassess that. I had a good chat after the game. We need to get back to, you know, batting some time and trying to build some partnerships.
Yeah, well, that Ma guy, I haven't seen him. I don't even know what he bowls. So he get 9 wickets, so that's very, very rare. What does he bowl?
Yeah, left arm new ball bowler. He's been around a while. He is a good bowler. He has been for a while.
Right. Okay, well, let's get to this weekend's game. So you're at NTCA this weekend.
Yep.
2-day game and taking on South Hobart, Sandy Bay.
Correct.
So, yeah, they've got Hamish Kingston's one that comes to mind, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got a solid team. Sean Willis is there as well.
Yeah, Willis.
They've been a very well performed team over a few years now. But you know, they struggled last game, so coming off you know, a loss. So look, you know, at home in TCA ground, hopefully we learn really quickly from last week's experience with the bat and continuing to improve with the ball, and hopefully we'll be in the contest for sure.
Yeah, so training's going okay though.
Oh yeah. We're training at a UTAS stadium on the turf practice wickets out there, which are outstanding.
Right, so let's just talk about UTAS. Last time we spoke, you said you might get a few games there. Is that still happening?
Yeah, we'll do. We're just now waiting. Our next game is there after this
okay, fixture. Right, yeah.
So, and then hopefully, you know, over the course of the summer, we'll get to play a few more games there. You know, hopefully we'll get you know, 3 or 4 games there. That'd be really good.
Yeah. All right, so looking obviously for an improvement with the bat, and as you mentioned, partnerships win games with the bat. But has it been sort of players not handling, fast bowling, swing bowling, or all of it?
Oh, no, it's been last week it was, you know, her left arm damaged, but, you know, I don't necessarily think it's the quality of the bowling. There's been decent bowling about, you know, round one, we faced Rogers, who had a head of steam up, was probably going on 40 kilometres an hour, and that was a bit of a shock to the system. But at the end of the day, it's just about being able to get in the contest with our batters and work out a way to, first of all, stay at the crease, you know, put a high value on your wicket, and start to build a partnership with your mate up the other end. And it's pretty simple stuff, but it's worked over, you know, hundreds of years in the game. But, you know, we just haven't really been able to do that. We're quite undisciplined last Saturday, I thought, so that's something you can address, because that's just the mental part of the game. You've just got to get better at it.
Yeah. On the positive side of things, though, Gulbis is going pretty well with the ball. He's getting wickets pretty much every game and not been that expensive.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been very, very good. You know, he's a big, huge asset to us. You know, not sure how much longer we'll have him and Braden stepping, because they'll go back to Melbourne as soon as, you know, the club cricket starts over there with Carlton. So let's hope we can get some major contributions again out of him this game and the next game at least at this stage. And, you know, certainly with Evan with the bat as well as the ball, and Braden, you know, contribute with the bat in a big way would be really good.
Yeah. All right, listen, thanks for having a yarn. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks very much, mate.